WKG, testing the radio.
The top right here has got
50K, and then it has 500. And at the bottom of that, it has one EOMP, period.
MC60.
Yeah, it's an MC60 for the Kenwood TS2000.
There might be a volume control in the bottom, and there's a battery, I believe, inside that thing, too. But leave that microphone on. I think it's 500. That's where it needs to be for that radio.
I think that's where I got it sitting at now, on 500. It might have been sitting on 50K. But yeah, 500 is what it's sitting on now.
Two radios take a low impedance mic, so that other would be a high impedance thing. If you had an old radio tube type or something of that nature, it needs a high impedance input. That's what that little switch is for.
That's with the M60. So can you hear me right there?
Sounds good.
How about right there? Cause that's about where I usually sit at when I talk on the radio. Did that take the modulation down, or is it still good?
I hear a little bit of room echo, but just slightly. Other than that, it would be fine.
Let me flip the button on the bottom here and back it up just a little bit and see if that changes anything.
Hurricane coming.
Coast. Eagle
going to bother Myrtle Beach. As a matter of fact, it'll bother us up here before it gets to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, I know. Well, if my wife had more time to take time off, I would probably still be down there.
Out of it entirely, N4MMW. I'll catch you a little bit later, bud. K4MWA, clear.
You watch the road. Yeah, I'm over here not too far from your work stuff on the other street. Looking for carrier over here. Alright, talk to you later. Take care. Get that wind done. That's just a little bit of money out of your pocket. N4MFW Mobile.
Can you reserve some cake pops for me? W4NGU.
Oh my gosh. What are you doing loose at 2:30 in the afternoon? You're supposed to be a working man.
Hey, everybody's in there now, ain't they?
From the hospital for a couple of tests and headed into the office.
Ah, okay. Headed back into your office at school? Uh-huh. Well, I got a little something going tomorrow morning, but if we've got moderate weather tomorrow evening, be sure to throw some old clothes in your truck. Stop on the way home, maybe, if it's not raining.
Whatever else that was in there. Yeah, I heard you talking to Tom a little bit earlier today, but I think I have a grocery pickup tomorrow evening after work. Unless I reschedule that, I really need to come home tomorrow.
Okay, well, more than likely it's going to be raining Wednesday, Thursday, and part of the day on Friday. So, anyhow, it's supposed to clear up on Friday morning, I think, and be nice for Saturday.
And what weatherman told you that?
Well, certainly not one of them around here. That's AccuWeather.
Well, what's the microphone sound like? Sound good?
Sounds fine now. Full quieting. What do you think, Phil?
Say something again, Kevin.
Straight back to you there. Just checking to see if this thing sounds good. Make sure it ain't picking up everything in the background.
But I can tell that it's kind of a high gain and would pick up something if you had it in the background. It's not a close talking sound like you hear on Steve, but it sounds good.
Well, I mean, I can flip a switch. I can flip the switch and take it out of the preamp thing and just use the microphone itself, which that's what I was doing a while ago. I had the cord that's coming from the radio down to the back of the desk mic thing, took a loose. And the cord is coming from the desk mic up to the microphone itself, taking a loose, and had the cord straight from the radio into the microphone, and was holding it just like you do a microphone when you sing in it, and using the key up button on top of the microphone. But I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out. I think we figured it out. It's that button on the bottom. I think it's got dust or dirt or something in it. Might be a little bit of rust from over the years, but. It seems to be doing what I want it to do. I mean, I'm sitting about normal or where I usually sit, about foot and a half away from the microphone, so I'm happy with it.
Well, whatever you do, please don't sing.
Everybody leave. I mean, the whole repeater would go quiet. It would only be me here.
I don't think you need my 250 cents worth in there. I agree. Listen, when I sing every hound dog up and down New Kent Roads, howls for mercy.
Many years ago, and I showed up in the choir, and we sang about two stanzas of something, and the choir director said, let me have this section over here sing. He wanted to be sure who it was, and after the practice, he came to me and he said, man, we need some more trumpets in the orchestra. Have you ever thought of bringing your trumpet in?
Say that last part again.
He said, have you ever thought of bringing your trumpet in and playing in the orchestra? bet you appreciated that, didn't you? Everybody has a place.
Oh, a church to go to sleep or to get up and walk out. I can clean the church up.
In three orchestras in my time, and both of them had 12 trumpets. And so I could kind of hide, but the one I'm in now, I'm the only trumpet. So if I make a mistake, there is no question who did it.
Roger that, man. I'm like Steve. Every time I get outside and start whistling and singing, every single coyote around here about the edge of dark starts.
Here, we're going to start getting back to normal again. Our virus. More years on the virus. And humidity. Hopefully not. Hopefully less than 2 months.
Feel there. I don't know about the virus thing, but I tell you what, I don't think we've seen the last of it until the cold and flu season gets here.
Well, that's next October. Next August and September and October, Bo. What are you talking about? In the cold and flu season. He said next year.
Talking about when we start getting real, you know, the winter and stuff starts rolling in here. That's kind of what I figure. I figure we're going to really see a little bit more of it.
Well, you can be guaranteed one thing. If you get a cold, they're going to mark it down as COVID. If you get the normal flu, they're going to mark it down as COVID.
So much now that they have marked down as the COVID. And it wasn't COVID. That's the sad thing. You know, I've had people tell me they went in for an allergy infection and that really isn't COVID. And, yeah. I mean, there's been several people went to the hospital to get checked out and they've ruled the COVID as a heart attack. Or a heart attack as the COVID. I'll take it back. I got it backwards there. But I've had several people tell me that.
Tell him about the people suing Prisma, Steve. Well, the way I understand it, they put COVID on the death certificate over at the mortuary, and the lady complained to the mortuary, and they said, well, we can't help what they put down there. She says, but my husband died in a motorcycle accident.
That's about crazy. That is really about crazy right there. Oh, yeah. They'll get some money out of that one.
And Kevin, they also marked up the bill $1,000, the mortuary did, for COVID precautions because it had that on the death certificate.
That's why they're doing it, is money to get paid. That's kind of what I heard. If anybody goes to the mortuary that says COVID-19 on the death certificate, yes, it does get marked up. Because of all the precautions they have to take. And that is $1,000 to $1,500 more on their mortuary.
Young, my daddy, he said, I don't want to make you cynical on humanity, but son, I always follow the money.
And what they've done with this COVID-19 thing, man. I mean, if you look at all the stuff that they have sold, from the time this thing has started until now, look how much money they have made off of this. I mean, look at the people that they was writing tickets to for being out on the beach after they turned the beach over. I mean, look at all that too. What was going on down in Charleston and places like that. I mean, they really made some money off of this thing.
Well, we've got a 45-year-old police officer that will go unnamed, goes to our church, and he's just teetering back and forth between life and death and has been for weeks on this stuff, so it really is rough on some young and strong people. And he's no wimp, and it's kicking his butt.
I believe it. My brother-in-law is laying on his back in Greenwood right now. Greenwood Self-Regional down there. He done coded twice.
and they brought him back too, and now he seems to be doing a little bit better because his kidneys has shut down, and all the stuff that they've been pumping into him hadn't been coming out. So they put him on dialysis, and after the second time on dialysis, you know, he started responding back to them now. Not like he should be, but hopefully he's on the uphill drag now. You know, because, I mean, they should have took that for a thought, you know, that he should have been on dialysis from the get-go.
Alpha Kilo 4, Fox. Didn't mean to jump in and break you up. I actually had the COVID back in mid-March. Wasn't a big deal for me, but it caused a lot of power for other people.
Think how many people that's had it that don't know about it. That's the sad thing. A lot of people that gets it is not getting the symptoms from it. That's the sad part. But how many people around them had done got it that they didn't know about it?
Roger, let me turn my call out there again. AK4FM. My name is Rob, and I am in Gaffney, South Carolina. Used to live down here a little while back, down around Greenville. Moved up here about 10 years ago. And I'm having trouble with the TS-2000 radio, and I know that gentleman that was in here was talking a little bit ago, but I've got a TS-B-2000, which is the mobile version, which has the remote head. I cannot get the offset on that thing for 2 meters set to save my life, but I'll read SMR at AK4FM. I'll be around if y'all want to talk on some more. Actually, I have a freestanding 48 foot that requires a 5.5 by 5.5 by 5.5 foot deep concrete. So that's about 6 cubic yards at 160 a yard.
Say again.
Yeah. AK4 FM, I'm making a comment. I've got a tower going up. It's a freestanding Trilon. It's actually a commercial tower. Cost me $400 because I live inside the city for a structural engineer to verify that it's going to be safe to have here. Anyway, it requires a 5.5 by 5.5 foot deep slab, which comes out to just over 6 cubic yards of 3,000 PSI concrete at $160 a yard.
Where do you live, sir?
Gaffney, South Carolina.
Ain't nobody in Gaffney in that engineering department up there got enough brains to know what that was. And they don't have any authority over that. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, they have authority over whether it's safe or not. But anyway, I had a, I went the extra mile and got that structural engineer to sign off on it. And really, all they got to come out here and verify is that I did it to the specs that the structural engineer set out. And if it's done like that, there's not a thing they can say about it.
Like I said, the only people that's got any authority over any type of structures of that nature is the FCC.
A copy. Well, actually, they don't even allow antennas, any antennas at all, within the city of Gaffney. And I contacted the ARRL, and they referred me to an attorney in Columbia, and he sent me the links to the PRVR, and I printed all those out and took them to the city. And the city attorney pretty much said, we're going to amend the city ordinance to allow antennas and towers for amateur radio operators because, we're not going to fight you on this.
Kicked off real quick, didn't
they? It was the city, the planning coordinator that was giving me all the gruff, but the city attorney told her that, you need to leave this one alone,
Well, you should have told him, said, look, if this is an habitable structure, then you have authority over it. This is not a habitable structure for public usage. So go home.
I don't care what they tell me. My tower is going in the ground. It's going in the ground with them or without them. Best thing I can do is tell them that not to step foot on my property.
Kevin, you don't have any problem. I went down to Greenville County Codes, and the guy came out, and he said, is this for a ham radio tower? And I said, yes, sir. He said, you do as you please, but if it falls, it's on you, and walk back in the back. And that was firsthand information that he told me. That's not hearsay.
Oh, Roger, I was just saying. I mean, if they come around here, that's just like the city guy that used to come by all the time to, or Greenville County Code guy used to come by all the time because my neighbor was calling on me across the street. He used to come out here all the time. I told him one day, that's the best thing you can do is go get in your car and leave. I never seen him no more.
Yeah, the tower I ended up with was from a Silent Key. I met his widow at the Charlotte Ham Fest about 3 years ago. And she had a picture of the tower and the antenna that on top of it, and it was massive. I knew it was big, and she was giving it away for free. Well, anyway, I got down there and ended up buying a bunch of stuff from her. I ended up getting a really, really, really nice Drake L4B and the power supply, and I got that for $600 and just some other stuff that she had. All the antennas he had, because he had a large rack that had every antenna from 6 meters all the way up to some microwave stuff, and just anything you could imagine, and a bunch of feed line, a bunch of electrical wiring, and all that was free.
How tall is the tower?
thing. It was going to be a 48-foot tower. What happened was, I ordered the stub legs, which are the 4-foot-long legs that go into the concrete, to mount onto the bottom section of the tower. And the tower is a graduated tower. You know, it gets smaller as you go up. Well, I ordered the wrong stub legs. And I thought I ordered one side too small, so I ordered the next side down tower. Well, I got it. And that tower didn't match the pieces I had, so I had to order another piece of tower. So instead of 48 feet, it's going to be 64. For that three tower, it cost me another $1,000 for the two other 10-foot sections for another 20 feet. I'm sorry, 8-foot section.
What's your name in Gaffney?
Romeo Oscar Bravo Echo Romeo Tango Paul, H-A-L-L. And my call is AK4FM.
Hi, Robert. Well, I'm Steve. You could stand to back off a good bit on your mic. You're driving it into overdrive and getting some distorted. You're not quite talking quite as loud as you were a few minutes ago, but it's still pretty close there. Well, is it self-supporting? Is it a BX-type tower with 24-foot legs apart on the ground, or is it a Rome tower?
No, it's larger at the base than it is at the top. It's not a Rome. I've got a couple of Romes, 25 sitting back here, probably a total of, I don't know, 300 or 400 feet of Rome 25. But the beam that I want to use, it's so large you can't put it on Rome 25.
Nice, and you say it's going to be about 68 feet?
68 with the mast, because, you know, it's got to have the guy cables to keep the ends of the beam level. The mast poles are about 6 inches and 6 inches across, not in diameter, but across from one end of the side to the other. So
you just gonna get a crane, or how you gonna put it up?
Well, that was it. The one I took down at our house, I was able to take down with a gym pole. Actually, the gym pole I made myself, but with these two extra sections I have, the one weighs 350 pounds and the other weighs 295, and they're going to have to be done with at least a bucket truck. You can't lift them on a gym pole.
Set up the guy that just signed off has got. He custom made a base with some great big 5/8 inch steel ears and a big 1-inch pipe to go through to act as the pivot. And he's got a winch that he bought at Tractor Supply, I guess it was. And he lays his over every time he wants to work on the antenna and stands it back up. Works great.
The last sale that I came back from, I ended up with a brand new FT-991A, the one I'm talking on now, and a newer model, FT-2000, and a bunch of, that's where that Rome 25 came from, and a one of those easy way tilt-over towers. I got one of those, and I'm going to run the UHF and VHF and 6-meter weak signal stuff on that, and I got three large military amplifiers, along with the Johnson Viking Thunderbird 6 and 2, which will do 6 meters and 2 meters. AK4 FM.
Some stuff, isn't it?
What's that?
The Viking stuff. That's AM?
No, it's a sideband. There's actually on from 6 meters, 2 meters, 220, UHF, let me think back again, 6 meters, 2 meters, 220, 440, actually 438 is the actual band they use the weak signal stuff on. But anyway, there's weak signal stuff. You run all the power you can, and you listen for somebody to come back to you. It's really kind of crazy. You don't have to look into it. I haven't got anything up yet. I haven't got a tower up yet. My FM's on a Cushcraft 13B2, and my HF stuff I'm doing on a HF6V butternut.
That butternut, is it easy to tune on all bands, or what kind of results have you got from it, and what kind of radio system do you have?
Been really lazy. I have not done a radio on it yet, and you know, to my surprise, if you got a good tuner, it will tune on anything, and I've had pretty good results with it, even without the radios on it. You know, they say at minimum do 8. You know, some people say 32. Some people say 64. I couldn't see doing anything like that. You know, I might do 8, but I'm just not at the point where I can tear my backyard up. And you know, I'd need to dig, you know, deep, because I need to keep my backyard cut. And I just need to pick a time to get that done and see how much better it'll be with the radios. But like I said, it does fine just like it is.
Hustler 6BTV, it's probably not as nice as the butternut, but I talked to Washington State last night and Muncie, Indiana this morning. I've got a building right beside it that kind of blocks my European stuff. I need to move it out in the yard more. But it works pretty good, and I'd heard about that butternut, but I'd also heard it was kind of hard to get tuned when you're trying to put all those bands on one vertical, because of course every adjustment you make affects the other ones.
Run that by me again, because I'm trying to understand what you were saying, and I think maybe what you heard is wrong, but say it again.
That's 40 meters, it's going to affect 10 meters. So there's kind of a balancing act to get them all the same. Although with a tuner on mine, I can run up and down 40 meters pretty good. It doesn't seem to hurt it.
Now, these things have that capacitor on them, those capacitors. And for the 20 meters, they've got that, there's a long string of copper that goes from about two-thirds of the mast all the way up to near the tip of the antenna. And it's all tuned independently, so one doesn't affect the other.
Well, that's good. It does on mine, but I've got a different system. I've got a trapped vertical.
Roger. Do you have an email or a text, a number I can text you out? I'll take a couple of pictures of what this one looks like. This is actually one the guy bought, and I think 1981. I drove all the way up to Johnson City, Tennessee, and bought it from a guy that he's in his 80s now, and he just sold all of his radio equipment. He just got tired of it. I don't really understand that, you know, if it's not eating anything, you know. But I wasn't going to argue with him. You know, I gave him, I think, $120 for it, and he gave, I think, $200 or $300 for it back then. Now they're, you know, $600, $700, $800.
Yeah, it's a good antenna. Well, are you ready to copy? Number?
Give me a second.
Did you get your tower put up for a few?
No, I hadn't. My wife's been in the hospital twice, and we're trying to get her straightened out, and I just hadn't done it yet, Kevin.
Ready.
Okay, it's 864-320-6680. 864-320-6680.
Test message first, I've got you saved in there.
Gaffney, you said you had a Kenwood TS-2000?
Now I got something a little bit more confusing than that. I got a TSB-2000, which is a TS-2000 radio that doesn't have anything on the faceplate except for the mic connector and the power button. And I have a RC-2000 head. And I can't get the transmitter offset on the thing to go. Right now it's set on 100 kilohertz, and I need to put on 600 kilohertz so I can do a repeater. And I've been through that menu up one side and down the other and can't find it.
Tried to pull it up on YouTube to see if anybody put anything out there about it, because that's how I figured out how to program this one. When I first got this one, you know, I mean, I went from a Yaesu F450 6 meters to 160 meters, you know, to do the Kenwood TS-2000 to where I would have everything. This, I mean, it's a really, really complicated radio, and I pulled mine up on YouTube and went through it, and there was an actual guy that walked you through step by step of how to do the memory channels and everything in this radio. That's how I figured out how to program this one.
This guy, these pictures of this antenna that I have, and I'll be right back. Give me a few minutes. AK4FM.
We'll talk a little bit later now that you got my number. Kevin, I'm about to where I'm going, and it's good to hear you. I had heard you change jobs, and so I hope that's going well for you and to your liking, and profitable as well. And so we'll talk to you a little bit later. You make sure, if you don't hear me on, that you get to me through some other guys that you're putting up your tower when you need some help. Although you may, I think you got my cell number. Anyhow, we'll see you later. I'll be waiting on your final. W4, never give up. Clear.
That's Bill. W4NGU. And, yeah, I think I do have your number from when I came up and worked on your door that time. I think I do have your number stored. But yeah, the only thing I like is one more turnbuckle to get my bottom sections started. The only thing I'm really having a problem finding is my bus tankers. I gotta have 3 bus tankers for them rods I got. And that's the only thing I'm having problems finding, because online, I can order 8 of them at one time, or if I go to a bigger size, there's another company that has a 10-inch bus tanker, and on them bus tankers, you have to order 10 of those or 8 of the other ones in order to get them shipped to you. But I don't need 8 of them, and I don't need 10 of them. I only need 3. Talked to a Lawrence electric guy the other day out here. He's hooking up my neighbor's power out here. He was telling me that I might be able to call Lawrence Electric down here on Highway 14 going into Lawrence, and said they might sell it to me over the counter, you know, because he said they was really hard to get out right now, because that's something that you have to keep inventory on, and they stay in the warehouse. And but the only other choice I got is to check with Duke Power and see if, you know, if I find one of their high voltage trucks out on the road that does the telephone poles and all, and see if they have them. But other than that, if not, I'm going to have to do flat steel. I'm going to have to put some flat steel in the ground, put some concrete on top of it. But I'll give you a holler back later on, but I think I do have your telephone number. Well, you have a good one, and we'll talk at you later. W4NGU. KN4UBG 73, and I'll be clear.
Just before you go, are you needing the power down, sir? You were missing something by getting the power coming out there. What were you going to need them for?
Well, I need to get a hold of the power company down here in Lawrence and see if they can sell me 3 bus tankers, his cabbage head bus tankers, like if they strap the telephone poles down with the guide wires.
I have the anchor bolts and nuts, but I don't have the bus anchors for the bottom. You know, where you dig the hole and you put the anchor in there and you take some type of rod or something and beat that thing out. It turns into, it looks like a ship anchor, big ship anchor. It turns up and kind of looks like a U in the ground. And he said they would pull about 2,000 to 2,500 pounds on one of them. So that's what I kind of got to have. And that's, in order to order them, they want me to order 8 or 10 of them. And I don't need 8 or 10 of them. I just need 3 of them. But in order to get them ordered offline, you have to order a bulk of them in order to get them.
Roger. I don't know what to tell you. That's outside of my dealings anymore. Used to, I could have helped you, but... Anyway, I'll just get out of here. I heard you clear that. If you're needing some holes dug, like for round 25 or something, I knew somebody that does those, but that's where I was getting to. AK4FM, I'll let you clear out.
Kevin, let's talk later. I might buy 3 of them if you order 8 or 10.
Well, roger that, man. I'll holler back at you a little bit later. Y'all have a good one. 73s, KN4UBG. I'll be clear.
KO4WTF, testing out a mobile setup. I was wondering if anybody can come back and let me know how well I'm hitting a repeater. Over.
KN4UBT, back to you. Sound like you're sitting here at the table with me.
I appreciate it. I just grabbed my car antenna and plugged it on a cable and put it up a piece of PVC pipe and running a mobile radio off a battery pack and just see how, if I were to go camping somewhere, how I could get it set up. So just trying to make sure it works good without any ground planes. I appreciate the call back. Always.
Well, roger that. Well, it sounds good. Got a little bit of popping and cracking in there. I don't know if it's on your end or my end, but, you know, being warm out there, conditions can change that. But, it sounds like you're sitting here with me. You're 100% readable. Other than a little bit of popping and cracking in the background, but I've kind of had a little bit of popping and cracking about all morning.
Yeah, I think you're popping and cracking with somewhere in his DC supply line between his battery and his radio. It doesn't sound like microphone popping.
I was thinking there was something popping and cracking there between the radio and the power, the battery or power supply or whatever it was there. But other than that, I mean, he was 100% reasonable.
Well, I appreciate it. It could be, you know, one of the cables in the battery line or something, because it's a little homemade, one of those ammo can battery boxes that I just got it plugged into the 12-volt outlet, playing around with it, seeing what it can do. So, yep, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, it was gone that time. Sounded clear as a bell. AK4FM.
Yeah, sounded real clear that time. KN4UBG.
What is that? What is that? You were the one I sent the pictures for the antenna to, right?
W4NGU, that's Bill.
Okay, he was the one that checked out.
Right behind you, then I signed out, and that guy came back for a radio check, and I signed back on. But yeah, I'm over here in Simpsonville myself. He's over there somewhere, Spartanburg over there. Pardon Gaffney, and we'll holler at you a little bit later. KN4UBG. I'll be clear.
Roger, AK4FM, clear.